What a wonderful offering of so many people's gifts and talents. Many thanks to staff, volunteers, our guest musicians, for this beautiful way of sharing the good news of Jesus. It's amazing how music can speak to us in such a moving and powerful way. And so for today's cantata, thank you. Thank you for making the story of the preparation for and the celebration of Jesus' birth come to life. On this third Sunday in the season of Advent, this joyous Sunday, Rejoice Sunday, one of the appointed scriptures for this weekend is from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Here are these words from the Apostle Paul to the people of Philippi. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I love this letter and this passage, and I've been thinking about it all week, wondering how it would sound today in worship following this joyous cantata. It seems to pair so well with our shared rejoicing, gathering as a community to hear the good news in word and song and meal. I've also been wondering about how it would sound when I said these words, for I wasn't sure at the start of the week how much I'd personally feel up for rejoicing. I've been living in the time warp that far too many know of being bedside of a loved one in the hospital, splitting shifts around the clock with family members. On Tuesday, my dad had open heart surgery, and I'm so relieved to share that his surgery went well. His recovery is progressing as his medical team would hope. Got a long road to recovery ahead, but I'm so glad for this opportunity to recover. But back at the start of the week, I wasn't sure what rejoicing I'd be capable of or what that would look like. Yet here's what I'm reminded of in the letter to the Philippians. This call and encouragement for rejoicing, for joy, it's not a call to rejoice in ourselves or our accomplishments, or our present situation. Rather, it is a call to rejoice in the Lord always. For these very words were written in a not so certain, not so cheery, not so ideal time. The Apostle Paul wrote them from prison to a group of people in a not so super duper happy time of their own. From prison, Paul wrote to the community gathered in Philippi who had become discouraged. They were experiencing some sort of conflict within their community, and some were second-guessing their faith. So the rejoicing, the not worrying, the peace that surpasses all understanding that we hear about are so far beyond any immediate situation. Rejoicing in the Lord, giving everything in prayer, receiving the peace of Christ, these are the things of joy that last and endure and continue through all of our joyous and trying and difficult times in our lives. When we're not sure what's going to happen, when we're anxious, when we experience the worst that we could have imagined, when the wonder of today's cantata fades, we are drawn to the one thing we will always be able to rejoice in. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. For the Lord is near. Just over a week, we'll hear this story again of how Jesus was born a Savior, born a King. And just as the songs and words and music of worship may move us today, may we once more be moved to awe of Jesus drawing near to us as this baby, our Savior. For the call to rejoice in the Lord in all circumstances is not some sort of game of trying to find the silver lining. It's the habitual behavior of rejoicing in God. Rejoicing in God and God's goodness. The one who endures. The one who lives forever. The one who is always near to us. The one whose peace surpasses understanding. So may the joy of the Lord carry us through all things. And may the peace of Christ that surpasses all understanding ever be with you. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Amen.